I'm sorry, sir. What's that?
The resurrection of Jesus is going to save us one of these days.
He is, but we have to be born of him, and we have to be walking in his ways. And what I've been warning a lot of people about here, I've met a lot of American churchianity people that think that following Jesus is doing their own way, offering God their own scraps. And we always bring up the part about if you're of the world, like the world, you're not of God. So that means sports, politics, entertainment, that's not of God, is it?
Oh, no.
No. And the church systems aren't of God because they're teaching pagan holidays like Christmas, Easter. They're full of feminization. They're full of worldliness. And what I find is amazing is America says, God bless America, is supposed to be a Christian nation. Did you know what Jesus said is the sign of his people? Lots of things. But one big thing that Jesus said is a sign of his people, meekness and humbleness to the word of God.
Yeah.
And did you know, I don't meet any American churchianity people that are meek and humble to the word of God. You know what they are? Proud.
They're no good.
They're prideful.
All churches are.
They're prideful. Yeah, they think that they got it going on.
The churches are rejecting the Holy Spirit.
They are. It depends. I mean, now you got a lot of unbiblical things going off in the Pentecostal movement and the charismatic movements. You got to be careful. A lot of, you know, things like slain in the spirit and out of control tongues and all this stuff. So the only way we know those truths, sir, is if we study the scriptures. And when you do study the scriptures, you're gonna, the Holy Spirit will lead you. I've been telling everybody that you can't just read the Bible and understand it. You need God's help through the Holy Spirit. And you gotta come out of the culture and the church systems to then walk in his ways. And our website, if you go, do you go online? Do you go online? On the internet? Do you?
Not much.
Oh, okay. We got a website, don'tperish.com. That's my email. You can email me anytime. I'd love to Bible study with you, but there's our website, don'tperish.com. Okay. Thousands of articles there to help people come out of the world and out of the church system.
They should, but they're not doing it. They're rejecting it.
Yeah. Follow Christ with all your heart, sir, to make it into the kingdom. We love you. God be praised. Holy is the Lamb of God, lifting him up on this glorious day. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ today, living your own way. Live your life for the kingdom of God. Live your life for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I just told a man, American churchianity, American citizens are not meek and humble. The very sign of God's people to be meek and humble and admit they're lowly before this glorious God. But unless you're meek and humble, unless you humble yourself before God and seek the kingdom of God, you have no hope of eternal life. Do not be deceived. You cannot make your own way into the kingdom of God. You can't make up your own traditions. You can't throw God scraps. You can't tell God, I'm going to give you Christmas. He don't want it. You can't tell God, I'm going to give you a Good Friday. It's a lie. Jesus didn't die on Friday. You can't tell God, I'm going to give you Easter. It's a pagan holiday. You can't tell God, I'm going to dress this way. I'm going to act this way. I'm going to do this hobby. I'm going to do this career. I'm going to spend my money this way. The Bible says we're slaves to Christ. And when you're a slave to Christ, that word is doulos. Doulos, a slave of Christ. And I love the part about that description of doulos in the Greek that says, when you're a doulos, a slave, a servant, you care not for your own ways, but you care for the ways of your master. That's a good indication of who you're serving. You care about your flesh, your desires, your own ways. You want to do whatever your heart desires? Or are you doing it to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Which one are you doing? To be a true doulos, you live after Christ and his word and his ways. To be a slave and servant of Christ biblically sets you free from being a slave to sin. Go read the book of Romans. The book of Romans talks about that if you walk in the Spirit, you're not condemned in Christ. But if you walk according to the flesh, you're condemned already. Romans 8:1. And Romans 8:8 says that to walk in the flesh, you cannot please God. So we just love our neighbor enough to tell you, you can't please God as you walk in the flesh. Hey, so I dropped a gospel card in there for you.
Thank you.
I just want you to know something, man.
Yeah.
You're my neighbor, I love you. I heard you threw a few Christian songs in there.
Yeah.
But God doesn't want just scraps.
Okay,
what God wants is holiness and obedience from his people.
Amen, brother.
And what's happened in American church system and American culture is everybody thinks that we can, like, throw God scraps that we want to give him. But yet, they deny the word, they deny the truth, they deny holiness, and they deny the call for Jesus to say, come, pick up your cross, deny yourself, follow me. Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything he commanded.
Yeah.
Have you noticed the American culture? They just like to tack a few things on.
Yeah, no problem. Right?
You're ready to go.
Yeah. Right? So test yourself. Test yourself. You can't just throw God those scraps.
Awesome.
He doesn't want your music scraps. He wants everything.
Right on, yes.
He wants everything. He wants a whole heart, convicted to serve him and know him. That was that guitar music guy. And it's amazing. People love to play their guitar and do emotional music. But then when you bring the word of God and start talking to them about the word of God, they got to go. They don't have time for the word of God. We can strum the guitar and we can play fleshly music and throw God scraps that he doesn't want because it tickles the itchy ears of the people. The people are lined up and clapping for him. But you bring up the word of God, the truth of God, the holiness of God, I got to go. I can't talk about that. And that reminds me of John 3:19-21. Jesus said, the light has come into the world. He's the light. I represent that light. But men love darkness and darkness and their sin. And they go into the darkness because the light reproves them. He can sing Christian fleshly songs, but he can't talk about the word of God. He runs into the darkness. So did the other person. Several people today. When you bring out the word of God, they can't stand up to the word of God. So John 3:19-21. If you're of Christ, he says you come to the light. But the church systems and the culture, modern pastors and priests, they're not of the light. They're of the darkness. They flee from the biblical Savior. They flee from sound doctrine. They flee from the street preacher. Because I'm going to lift up God's word. I could care less about your Virgin Mary traditions. I could care less about your Baptist traditions. I could care less about your worldly cultural traditions. I could care less about your Sunday church, your worship, contemporary Christian music, worship music. We stand out at those places and call out that sin. Why? Because light is piercing the darkness. Because truth is exposing the error. Because love tells the truth and it slices apart the lies. And unless you're walking in the truth, unless you're walking in the light of Christ, you're living a lie. Revelation 22:14-15 says, no one keeping, practicing lies will enter the kingdom of God. The culture is keeping lies. The church traditions are keeping lies. Pastors and priests are keeping lies. The political government is keeping lies. How can this be when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life? How can you live in any lies when Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life? The Holy Spirit won't leave you in lies. The Holy Spirit has you walk in truth, goodness, righteousness, purity, and holiness. These are the signs of God's people. Test yourself to the scriptures, neighbor. Open your Bible. Everyone has access to it. The average house in America has 3 Bibles. Everyone can get it on their iPhone. You're watching Netflix, movies, sports, worldly music. You can open the Bible and say, God, if you're real, show me this truth. And the Spirit of God will convict you. He'll guide you to all truth. But it's a cost. What are you willing to trade? You can't have your worldly life and Christ. It's a trade. Jesus said, count the cost. Consider what it will cost you to follow Jesus. What are you willing to lose? And if you're willing to hold on to anything above his word, truth, and ways, you are an idolater, and no idolater will inherit the kingdom of God, per Brother Paul. Don't be an idolater. Don't be a false churchianity goer. Churchianity has mingled the culture with some of the truth of God. How wicked and corrupt. But there's no lies in God. There's no darkness in God. Only truth and holiness and righteousness, and then judgment and wrath as well. His judgment is coming on everyone who rebels. In flaming fire, he will destroy the enemies. There'll be no weeping and gnashing of teeth in heaven. It's going to happen to those people that reject him. There's going to be joy, unending joy in heaven. No more tears. But the weeping and the gnashing of teeth is going to be for Satan and his minions and those who have rejected the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that will be most all of you. Few. A puny few, ma'am, as you laugh. Jesus said a puny few are going to find eternal life. Why do you think a worldly person is going to gain eternal life, ma'am? She has no answer. She laughs at Jesus saying few will make it, but she's a worldly person outdoing worldly entertainment, laughing and mocking the things of God. May she repent. May God have mercy on her soul. And God wants none to perish. He's willing that any of you that will turn and forsake your sin can find eternal life. But what are you willing to lose? Satan is running this world, the churches, and the culture. You're walking down his broad road. I come here to warn you in love. Turn and go the other way, neighbor. Spare yourself from the wrath of God that's coming. Find the goodness and grace of God available in Jesus Christ. Repent and obey the gospel.